My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, it is said that the 3 years of the life of Jesus was going to the Jerusalem to die. In the past 2 weeks, the readings have been about the controversies of the Jewish religious leaders and Jesus. And because what Jesus did, preaching, healing on the Sabbath, proclaiming that he is the Son of God, the Jewish authority and religious leaders wanted him to die. Yesterday and the other day, they wanted to stone him to death. But the time is not yet time to die for Jesus. He knew himself, and he would not let them to die, to stone him. And at this point of time, he was already in Jerusalem. 10 kilometers from Jerusalem was the house of Mary and Martha and Lazarus. And at this time, Lazarus was dead. And Jesus went to their place and raised Lazarus from the dead. The raising of Lazarus, my dear brothers and sisters, from the dead is certainly a very impressive sign that should be a strong proof for Jesus' claim of having come from God. Indeed, many who have witnessed the rising of Lazarus have begun to believe in Jesus. Even Jesus' enemies, the scribes and the Pharisees, were beginning to concede that the miracles of Jesus were authentic. But they had hardened their hearts and so refused to concede to Jesus and follow him. They sound more concerned about their losing their authority over the people than rejoicing over the fact that God in Jesus has been doing great and marvelous works once again, as God did in the days of their forefathers. My dear brothers and sisters, it is truly ironic that Jesus, whose actions are always life-giving, is subject of death-dealing schemes. Tomorrow we will begin the celebration of what we call the Holy Week. From the entrance to Jerusalem to crucifixions on Friday and the resurrection on Easter Saturday. In this Holy Week, my dear brothers and sisters, we have all the time to really reflect the love of God for you, for all of us, that he sent his only son to suffer this terrible death, to give us the forgiveness that we need, and rise from the dead to give us new life. So on this Holy Week, let us give ourselves totally to reflect on this love and pray that we may rejoice in his resurrection. Ezekiel chapter 18 says, cast away from all the crimes you have committed and make for yourselves a new heart and a new spirit. Amen.